It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Gun rights and gun control are one of the most polarizing issues in American politics. Pew Research Center found that the country is roughly divided in support or opposition to gun control laws.
But gun ownership and gun use isn't strictly partisan. The national group called the Liberal Gun Club says one of its goals is to provide a voice to left-of-center gun owners. The Wisconsin chapter was founded in 2017, gives classes to anyone who wants to learn how to handle and shoot firearms.
Producer Joe Tarr tagged along on a recent trip to the Columbia County shooting range in Poinette, and just as a warning, this report contains sounds of gunfire.
This is based on a regular full-size pistol, except this is going to fire still a .22, like the target pistol you started on.
The Liberal Gun Club is at the Columbia County shooting range in Poinette. The group's president, Blake Alvarenga, is here to show a man we'll call John how to shoot a variety of handguns and assault weapons.
There in just a second.
And is it possible to just look at this without loading it? Is that okay?
John is an immigrant from an East European country near Ukraine, where he has many friends. He's thinking about volunteering, not as a soldier, but to provide humanitarian aid. I asked John why he wants to learn how to fire a gun.
Want is an interesting word because I'm not quite so sure if I want to. I think in a lot of ways I really don't. It's more so that I feel like it is kind of like not packing first aid kit when you are going for a hike, right? It's just a precaution. I don't hope to use it. I don't plan on using it. But it's important for me to simply take the appropriate level of precaution. And that has to do with my intent, which is to volunteer in Ukraine, to which I have many personal ties and connections. It's both something that feels important in general, and it also feels like something that I have a unique responsibility towards. And so when considering that environment, right, that is my hike, I just feel like it's important for me to know how to shoot a gun.
When you say volunteer in Ukraine, what does that mean for you? What would you like to do there?
I've been in contact with multiple humanitarian aid organizations, some of which do work close to the front line and some do not. My general route would be to start further away from the front line and then itch closer, depending on, again, how comfortable I feel, how relevant I feel. Right, because part of the reason I also wanted to come here is I wanted to see when there is explosions around me, how do I feel? Do I remain calm when I see a gun in proximity? How do I feel? And I do not intend to go to the front line. I do not intend to hold a rifle. So all of my volunteer activities would have to correlate with the kind of roles that do not make me a target, right? The moment I think, and I've been told this, the moment you pick up a gun and Ukraine is constantly surveilled, right, you become a target, especially as you get closer to the front line. And just because I know how to handle a gun does not mean I am a soldier. I do not want to be one. I am not one too. That takes years of training. But again, just as a precaution, right, in case there is a gun near me and I want to disarm it, or if there is a situation in which I need to carry a gun somewhere or just handle one, again, I want to be knowledgeable.
After firing a few handguns, Blake shows John how to shoot some assault-style rifles, including an AR-15 and an AK-47.
The safety is off. It's ready to fire.
Okay.
And so then, when aiming, do I try to move this arm to guide it, or is there any more? What really directs the aiming?
You're going to aim with both shoulders.
Both shoulders.
Yeah. As you move the firearm around, you're going to move your whole torso.
Okay, so not the arm, but the whole torso.
John steadies an AR-15. He focuses his breathing and then fires around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, rifle's a little bit bigger.
Oh, it was more so I didn't expect it to. You pull the trigger very little amount.
Later, I asked John how it felt to fire the weapons.
It felt a lot lighter, and I think in large part because nobody around me was making the act of shooting a gun a big deal. I think it was very easy to just, like, normalize in my head, like, oh, I'm shooting a gun. And a lot of people usually have this, like, instinct, right, of, like, oh, there is an explosion happening right next to me. And it was very fascinating to not experience that, and it felt not familiar, but very comfortable.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Joe Tarr.
And thanks to Sarah Hopeful for technical direction on that story.
Now we go deeper into the mission of the Liberal Gun Club here in Wisconsin and what it has to offer. How many gun owners have ever taken a class on how to use their firearm? Every Town for Gun Safety reports that 2 out of every 5 gun owners have never had formal gun training.
We have Blake Alvarenga, president of the group's Wisconsin chapter and founder of the Forward Initiative to provide free firearms safety classes. Blake, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
What are some of the really key things you're trying to teach people about using guns?
Number one is always safety and responsibility. One, knowing how to be safe and how to be safe in different circumstances. Life is dynamic. You know, people's personal circumstances change, their life circumstances change, families change, households change. So to give them all the information and education they need to be safe around firearms if they decide to be around them.
And you're an instructor. How does it feel for you to teach other people?
It's very fulfilling. I saw a large need during the pandemic for more accessible and inclusive firearm education in Wisconsin. And I've really worked hard to, fill that gap. I've fortunately been joined by a lot of different volunteers from the Liberal Gun Club and other organizations, and we've been able to provide free classes in Madison for the last few years, and we're working to always expand.
In these recent years, have you seen demand growing, or does it stay pretty consistent?
I would say the overall growth has been pretty consistent, but before the last gubernatorial election and this election, interest has definitely spiked.
Why do you think that is?
People plan for their fears, or people, you know, understand that maybe their planning hasn't been as responsible, right? They may have purchased a firearm and realized they weren't very educated on it.
Is this like a lesson one and done, or do you have people come back? How does that work?
It really depends on the student. Some people are longtime firearm owners and they're just looking to get information about Wisconsin and our laws. Other people are just starting their journey and are looking to take 1-2 classes, join the Liberal Gun Club, go out to the range and practice. And some people realize they may not know that much about firearms and they want to take a class so they can better understand the news and the laws that are being passed or rulings from the Supreme Court.
In terms of that knowledge gap, understanding where the Liberal Gun Club sits in the dynamics of our country, how does it differ from the National Rifle Association?
Well, I would say that the populace of members generally, a little bit more diverse, liberal, progressive, et cetera. People looking to be a part of a big inclusive tent. Not to say that I haven't met inclusive, respectable members of the NRA, just that some members are seeking out a specific community where they feel included and they feel like they're part of a safe and responsible organization.
I understand that your class tries to be welcoming to women and to LGBTQ people and people of color. What are some of the reasons people have for coming to you?
Yeah, we do a lot of messaging about how, you know, this education and firearm rights are for everyone, regardless of race, creed, gender, sexuality, or lifestyle. And I do a lot of messaging and outreach to communities that are definitely underserved by the firearm education, firearm harm reduction community. We've been to Pride Fest. I'm out at the farmer's market handing out free gun locks from the LGC and NSSF's Project ChildSafe. These communities have always wanted this education, but they didn't feel it was accessible. And I've been trying to meet that need.
There's the stereotype of gun owners being conservative white men. How does that stereotype compare with the gun owners that you encounter?
You know, I had a very diverse class just last night. We had several, you know, mixed families there. We had a pregnant black young expecting mother who works in healthcare. You know, I teach sometimes exclusively LGBTQ classes. There's a really big need in these communities and these demographics for education that feels inclusive.
To what extent do you think does the gun industry as a whole support groups like yours?
The industry as a whole, I think, doesn't necessarily try and exclude anyone from owning or rights specifically. But I do feel like they do pander to that stereotypical demographic, because largely they're the ones who have the capital to purchase, and so they get advertised to.
We're talking with Blake Alvarenga, who is president of the Wisconsin chapter of the Liberal Gun Club, an alternative gun owners advocacy group. Blake, in a recent interview with Oprah Winfrey, Vice President Kamala Harris argued that there's middle ground in the gun rights debate.
Some people have been pushing a really false choice to suggest you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I'm in favor of assault weapons bans, universal background checks, red flag laws.
Blake, do you see room for middle ground for some gun control efforts while protecting these basic gun rights?
Yes, I do. Maybe not exactly as how the vice president laid out, but I think there are lots of measures and resources, you know, government at every level can provide. Right now, the background check system is closed to everyone except federal firearm licensees and government agencies. You know, we could open up background checks so private sales, you know, of their own volition could go through that. We could look at, you know, better educating people. We can look at empowering communities through looking at the root causes of gun violence and addressing those, things like housing insecurity, the war on drugs, et cetera. So yeah, I think there's a lot of work to be done to improve firearm harm reduction in America. I would agree with that.
What about red flag laws?
It's a very complex issue. When you look at suspending people's rights, whether it's the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, or voting, without a judge and jury present.
Some of the guns that you train with are AR-15 assault style weapons. Why should these kinds of firearms be legal?
Well, you know, AR-15 style firearms are affordable. They're easy to use. You don't have to be a, you know, young 20-year-old male to handle an AR-15. I found great success handing AR-15 style firearms to, you know, women, people on hormone replacement therapy, older students. It's a very lightweight, easy to manipulate firearm that's very accessible and has a huge industry around making it accessible. I don't think it should be singled out in the conversation.
In terms of gun deaths in America, Pew Research found that more than half of the gun deaths in 2021 were suicides. How should our society strike a balance between the mental health issues and Second Amendment rights?
I think through empowerment and education. You know, I gladly put out my information out there to provide free locks on demand to veterans going through a mental health crisis. I've worked with veterans to find, you know, responsible and safe storage solutions, especially around holidays that celebrate veterans alive and past. we need to do more to destigmatize mental health in this country. Even if firearms aren't involved, there's still an increased risk to our veterans from self-harm.
When your group first started, it was, I believe, more of an online internet forum for discussion. Can you talk a little bit about what's happened to this club over a decade?
The Liberal Gun Club evolved from its online origins after Obama took office. And it has been bringing people across the country together, you know, through its internet forum and through its chapters that meet up, get educated, go practice, and do outreach. There is now a national convention for it that people can attend.
How did you first get involved?
I first got involved during the pandemic when I was looking to refer friends and family to get education with firearms. I looked at the Liberal Gun Club for resources, and I ended up seeing a gap in Wisconsin, and I decided to start working as an instructor for the Liberal Gun Club to help fill that gap.
When you say there's a gap in Wisconsin, what did you see? What do you mean by that?
There are no real government resources. The state of Wisconsin doesn't really put on free firearm safety classes. They're not really taught, you know, in community centers or colleges, whether they're technical or university level. There's been a really large divestment away from any kind of firearm education or firearm certification in educational and the public sector. So I've been working to bring that back, making sure that classes are free, resources are available, and that instructors like myself or instructor aides can go out with people to the range to have a, you know, comfortable first experience around firearms, whether or not they decide to continue on that journey.
What do you think about young people and sports shooting?
I think it's a personal choice between families, whether or not to involve their children with any kind of firearm activities. I can appreciate how it can destigmatize firearms and give a healthy respect to them, to young children. You know, ignorance or abstinence from, you know, anything dangerous to you doesn't necessarily make you any safer when you then encounter it later on in life, whether it's firearms or drugs or voting, etc. I think education is one of the best medicines to any society ill.
How are you received when you're out in the public at a farmer's market handing out gun locks and other information?
I would say overwhelmingly positive. What I'm not doing is advocating for anyone to go out and purchase a firearm. What I am advocating for is more education, the ability of people to be responsible, whether that's through education or having firearm locks or understanding how they can, you know, more safely store them or get rid of them if their, you know, personal or family situation changes. I get a lot of high fives, a lot of thank yous, a lot of thumbs up from both sides of the aisle. And I think that's because everyone can see value in education and harm reduction.
Blake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
That is Blake Alvarenga, president of the Liberal Gun Club's Wisconsin chapter and founder of the Forward Initiative to provide free firearms safety classes.